Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Not to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
God says, in an acceptable time, I have heard you, and in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. In today's message, Pastor Joel shares a powerful message entitled, Now is the Time.
Like it says in Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. People wanted to get under God's protective umbrella. People wanted to know that they were covered. People didn't know if they were going to make it. So they went to church. Okay, remember that? People were dropping to their knees seeking God. That was a sure wake-up call. Yeah. Well, God has said it's about that time. We might hear some alarm clocks going off because God's got a way of waking people up. He's got a way of waking people up. It's that time. It's time to do as the Lord suggests in 2 Chronicles 7:14, where he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, I don't care what, turn from your wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, forgive your sins, and heal your land. That's what he's saying. He has a way of accomplishing this. You see, saints, the Bible tells us that for everything there's a time. There's a time. So, yes, trials and tribulations, all those things will come, okay? They're going to come upon mankind. But God continually tells us in his word that what? He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you, huh? He's a God of his word. We just got to keep our word, y'all. We just have to keep our word, churches. We got to keep our word. I see empty seats in churches across the world. And some of those churches, the truth is being preached. It's as if people don't want to hear the very thing that will save them. If God is telling you what will save you and you won't listen to it, he got to wake you up. The very thing that you need, he's going to wake you up. Don't you wake up your children? You walk by the room. You say, school time. Get up. Turn on the light, and the light go back off. Pull the cover off the child. School time. And they go. Then you go back in your room and get your chores. You come back in there, the cover back on there, under the cover again. Well, you know what my mother did to me? She had a water gun that I like to play with. Tore that cover off. I had to sleep on the couch anyway. And my mother had an old couch with that old plastic on it. You know, sleeping on plastic, face all stuck to it. Old boxer shorts all up, my skin stuck to it. Little old fat boy, and she come in there and spray water all over me. Boy, I got. I'm woke. God's got some ways to wake us up. That ain't nothing, okay? So God is telling us, get up. Wake up. I'll never leave you nor forsake you, okay? But wake up. Get up. God wants us to do what he has. God's not slack in his promise. He'll take care of us, but he ain't going to have no slackers with him either, okay? We can't be slackers if God's not slacking. Then what are we doing being slackers? For example, in the scripture, I quoted you in 2 Corinthians 7:14. It says, God will hear from heaven. God will hear from heaven. Meaning that God will hear our cries. Okay? He'll hear our cries from heaven. Okay? God will hear our cries. God will hear our dilemmas. God hears your despair. God hears your helplessness. God hears the prayers that you are sending up for your sisters and your brothers and your mothers. And he hears all these things. And this is so important because we as individuals, as a nation, guess what? We are helpless without God. If you look at what's going on now, you see all these news men and women, people in the media. Do you see the worry on their faces? Since this man was attacked, they said, what happens now?
Well, what do you think that means, Bill? Bill says, same thing you think it means. We're in trouble. How do you think they'll come against us? I don't know. Is it a military conflict? Well, they say they got people over here already. Where?
You can't know. I'll tell you who knows. God knows. That's who knows. That's who knows. You try to figure it out. You'll be gray hair to lose the rest of the little hair strands you had left. You'd be bald as a wall got to lead this thing to the Lord, right? Seriously. Okay. Nothing we can do without God. Just like that song. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? But if he's not your light and you don't have salvation, you got a right to fear. Okay. I'm telling you. Okay. Nothing we can do to avert all out war. Nothing. It's too late. Congress, it's too late. President, it's too late. Democrat, it's too late. Rugrat, it's too late. Republican, it's too late. God is the answer. God holds the cards. God is, that's why he says, if he says it's time. The same God that we're supposed to follow and believe in when we put our hands on the Bible. Same God you kept out of the schools. Same God you want to take out of the workplace. The same God that you call a hate monger. That same God is the God that we better turn to. He says, now's the time. He said, don't you hear the alarm? But God is faithful. We're in a dilemma. Many people are in despair. Many people are in despair right now. And it's going to come down to your faith and your relationship with God is going to determine how at peace you are about this whole thing. Absolutely. There'll be people that won't be too quick to get on an airplane. They'll be saying, no, I don't think I want to go to Hawaii this year. I heard they have good sales over there. Yeah, there's going to be some things that will bring people into despair. Am I right? You know I'm right. This is right. But guess what? God's offer to bring us out still stands. God's offer to cover each and every one of us still stands. He didn't pull back salvation because this happened. He's still offering it. Okay? He reaches out to you. He's still doing it. Okay? That means that God will fix our situations. He'll fix our broken situations. He'll repair your broken spirits. He'll turn your mourning into joy. That's what the word says. Huh? That's right. Absolutely. But that's a big but. But. B-U-T. That's a big but. You see, he'll do it, but there are some things that we need to do, and that's a big but. Maybe I should say if. He'll do it if, and that's a big if. You see what I mean? It's a big if. If we as his people will humble ourselves, huh? Pray and seek his face, and then do what? We've got to turn. We got to turn from our wicked ways. That's what he says. That's what puts this thing in them, really puts it in motion. And let me tell you, my friends, the only way we can turn from wickedness completely, the only way to turn from wickedness completely is to turn to God completely. That's the only way to do it. That is the only way. And even then, it's an ongoing process, is it not?
Yes, it is.
What does that scripture in Philippians 1:6 say? We're confident that he who's begun that good work in us will complete it until the day of
Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. See, so it's still, we can be confident that it's going to work. We can be confident that he's going to do the good work in us, but we got to be lined up for the good work. We got to show up for work, okay? We got to roll up our sleeves and say, I'm going to do what the Lord tells me to do. And regardless, I'm going to try to follow him regardless. I'm going to show up for whatever he has for me. I'm not going to make decisions on my own anymore. See, I can't afford to go where I want to go now because there are some things going on. Huh? The day I miss being with the Lord may be the day that I'm out of here. I want to make sure that my family is taken care of. I want to make sure that they know where I am at all times because I got to talk to the Lord and let him direct my steps because I've been doing it myself. See, when you do things yourself, then self gets in trouble. It takes time. It takes a relationship with him. This is what we're seeing. Sometimes things have to be put in play. Do you see how quick our lives are passing? Do you remember when you were 10 or 12? I do. Where'd the time go? And the more people I talk to at my age, we all saying the same thing. Where'd the time go? I guess when you get a call it crossover time. When you get to cross a certain age or something, then it's like you start seeing things for what they really are. Huh? Is that right? I know I am. Things that were important to me, guess what? Not too important anymore. Me and Aunt Lisa used to argue about I want like the big dog, she liked the little dog. I want the big dog, she want the little pet. Okay? We ain't gonna argue about that anymore. Forget the dog. Let other people younger than us raise dogs. I don't have time for it now because there's something else more important. You see what I'm saying? You get a certain age. I used to want a nice car. Believe it or not, I know y'all don't believe it, but I wanted a clean car. Doesn't matter anymore. Doesn't matter. I'll take a flying carpet. Anything that get me closer to the Lord. I don't care what it looks like, as long as it runs. Right? Things change. I wanted credit cards. Charge it, charge it, charge it. Dear, you like that? Charge it. Guess what? Don't own one. Don't want any. Things change. Got to know what's important. There's something greater. There's something more important than the folks that you being in the in crowd. It's more important than the company you keep. More important than you being allowed at the golf course, the golf country club. It's more important than that now. Thank you, Dave. A change of perspective. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. God says it's good work. This good work, confident of this very thing that he has begun a good work and you will complete it. Uh-huh. But it's not completed instantaneously. But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what is instantaneous is God's promise. God's promise is completed instantaneously. It's there for you. And he won't take it back. He holds that promise. He holds the covering. It's up to you to get to it or not. You see what I mean? It's up to us to get to it or not, churches. It's up to us to get to it or not. And that means it's incumbent upon each and every one of us to do all we can in the time remaining to be in position to receive all that God has promised he will do for you and your families. For you and your families. Huh? For his people. Again, how in the world can we expect to know God to consider ourselves walking with God, to be friends with God and friends of God, unless we commit to God. Ain't no way. You can't be a friend vicariously through your mother. A vicarious friend? I never heard of that. Can't do it. You've got to get in there and forge a relationship with the Lord. We have to have our own relationship with the Lord. So your mother's been in church for 20 years praying for you. Now it's your time to become saved and walk in that thing. Amen? He says, I lay this out for you and your children. That's what the Word of God says, right? For you and your children. Pastor, tell us what the Bible says. Let's go here. Let's go to 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 to 5. Read this one for us. You all know this one, but let's just look at it and let's add it to what we see today.
2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5 mm-hmm. says, but know this, mm-hmm. that in the last days perilous times will come. Mm. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control. Brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And such people turn away.
From such people turn away. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. See, this text of Scripture bears repeating because of its relevance, especially his current relevance. As I mentioned, crime throughout the world is higher than ever before. It's higher than it's ever been. The wickedness of men and women committing murder, ungodly acts with impunity. I mean, right in the face of God, doesn't care what, if I don't know if they believe in God, but even if they do, it doesn't matter. They just want to do what they want to do. Just out of control stuff. The devil is just, we're in the sway of the wicked one. He just doing what he wants to do with people. It's on the rise. And there's a conscious effort in society across the globe to water down the Word of God. Across the globe, I hear tell it's terrible in Brazil. People used to go to Brazil to do all kinds of things, and they still do. It's terrible in Brazil. Young people are doing outrageous things, sexual immorality, rampant disease, rampant little boys, little girls, all kinds of things. You better hold your children close to you. These are the times we're living in, yet they want to water down the gospel. We're seeing this today. I find it particularly interesting that many so-called Christian leaders, pastors, ministers, seem to be strangely stricken silent. Strangely dummying up as if not to hear or see anything going on right in the face of this current attack by the devil. So if you don't speak on it, then you may be part of it. Satan and his minions seeking to use homosexuality and transgender agendas to hang up the church, to hamstring the church, okay? Church leaders, afraid of losing what they got. You ain't got nothing but Jesus. Huh? You ain't got nothing but Jesus. Whatever stuff you got, give it up, okay? Just like the rich and young ruler. If you're afraid of losing what you got, give it away and you won't have to worry about it anymore. And walk with the Lord. Then you can stand on a point and say, this is wrong. And my God said it's an abomination, so I'm standing on it because I don't feel what man can do to me. I feel what the Lord of creation can do to my soul in hell. So I got to stand on the Word of God and then do just that. We've got to be able to do these things. Here we are. Here the devil is using his people to say that pastors are preaching hate speech when God is the biggest agape lover of all time. How in the world can that be? Hate speech. If he didn't say something, that mean he hates you. But he's telling you how to be saved. And that's why we have to see this thing, how the devil is got people afraid of losing some benefits. What benefits? What benefits? Your benefit is in heaven. If you don't get another thing, if you don't even have a place to stay, you got somewhere to stay in heaven. God, see, we act like we're surprised about this, but I tell you, God was not caught off guard. He knew all this was happening. You all, he knew this was coming up. He knew what was going to happen. He knows what's going to be here next week and next year. He knows. He knows when you see a boat, a Russian boat coming into people's waters, cruising by, saying, hello there. I know I'm in your water, but hello there. It's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call. There's some things happening that you won't even hear about. But God knows about it because he's allowing some things to happen. You know, like when you're bowling, I can't do it, I never could. But when you throw that curve and it goes over here, and then the ball winds up here and knocks all down, all the pins down, that's what he does. He'll still let something go that way, and it comes back around in time to wake some people up. And that's what God is doing. God's not caught off guard. We have to know that the devil has an agenda. And the devil's agenda is to come against the people of God. He wants us to water down the word. He wants us to forget about salvation. He wants us to be enamored with the things of the world for a reason. Pastor, take us to Isaiah 5 and read verse 20 for us, please.
Isaiah,
we're almost done.
Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
Amen. You see, friends, thank you, Pastor. It's a fact that when people cannot discern good from evil, destruction results. When people can't discern good from evil, you've got confusion and you've got destruction. When people think they can make up their own gender, you got problems. When you can't look at a boy or a girl and tell you what it is, one from the other, left to your own reasoning, something's wrong. Okay? And that's where we are now. We're in this flux where the lines are being blurred and the devil wants to call good evil and evil good. He's doing a pretty good job of it, too. That's what he's doing, okay? But we have to know that the devil knows how fixed mankind is when it comes to doing what man wants to do. He knows we just love us some desires, don't we? We just love to have things our way, don't we? Don't we? Uh-huh. And God has given us time after time saying, get up, it's time for class. Wake up, and we keep turning off the light and pulling the cover back over us, and now God is sending us some wake-up calls. That's exactly what he's doing, okay? God knows. He certainly does know, even though we don't know. We don't know how, and I can't tell you how much worse things will get, but I know that God knows. And I know he will not have his people uninformed, just like he told me to put this message out and distinctly told me to put it out. He said, don't play with this one. He said something to that effect. Put it out seriously so they know. In other words, God, we're held responsible for what we know, y'all.
Amen. The book of James says, if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program, and we're thankful you tuned in today. Listen, if you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax-deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. Join us for Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the conclusion of Now is the Time with Pastor Joel. Until next time.